And I want to welcome to the studios here at KVMR, Maria Dunn. Welcome, Maria. Now, some people may know your music. And Maria, I had the pleasure of seeing you last time you were in Placerville, that you're from Edmonton. And you have a very wonderful style, singer-songwriter, little Celtic influence in there. Tell us about your background with that.
Well, I grew up listening to my parents sing some Celtic music. You know, I was born in Scotland, and my family emigrated to Canada when I was a wee bairn. So that sort of sound and influence has always been around, and the love of singing that kind of folk song. And then I suppose, you know, I discovered bands like the Pogues in my youth that all of a sudden made that music very cool again. And there's an amazing band out of Vancouver called Spirit of the West. I was a huge fan of theirs as a youngster. And so that kind of brought me back, made the connection for me through music that I found really interesting at the time and back to traditional music. And I gradually started listening to more and more traditional Celtic music. So it's something that I love to sing and play for fun. And it, of course, creeps its way into my songwriting. And in particular on The Peddler, which is the newest CD, I call it my Celtic Indulgence CD. And I was able to, actually write some jigs and reels and put them in the songs, and to also write songs inspired by traditional ballad formats. And yeah, it was just a nice kind of homage to all of the great Celtic music that I've heard growing up. And the McDades from Edmonton, Alberta, also helped me record it. So, I had the right musicians at the right time, and it was really fun.
Oh, that sounds great. Yeah, I wonder, with your parents, with the Scottish background, I guess you can actually read and understand some of those words that are written in the old Scottish that creep into all those Robbie Burns songs and
I
such.
Suppose so, yeah. Yeah, I mean, we had a Robbie Burns poetry book as I was growing up, and, you know, there was the odd quote thrown around from that. My family background is Irish as well, going back a couple of generations. So my parents were both born and raised in Glasgow, but very much in an Irish community within Glasgow. So it's a really interesting mix.
Great. Well, I see that you have your guitar in hand and you're going to treat us to some lovely music. Maria Dunn, if you're just joining us here at KVMR.
Thank you, Lori. After all that talk of Celtic influence, I'm going to play something from The Peddler that's inspired by a woman who was born in a Jewish shtetl in Poland in 1906. Her name is Eva Gold, and at 102, she's still going strong. As her 100th birthday was approaching a couple of years ago, her granddaughter contacted me and told me her grandmother's story and said she had lived quite an amazing life. And she shared with me some transcripts that she had recorded, a little bit of her grandmother's story. And Eva had been working from the time she was a very small child. Her village was overrun at different times by different armies, and the family was sort of having to go back and rebuild every couple of years. And so from the time she was a small child, she was very gifted and very clever with her hands. And working in a button factory as a child, and then emigrated to Montreal in 1922 and started working in a clothing factory, but very quickly worked her way up to being one of the best-known seamstresses in the Montreal garment trade. So that's a little bit of her story, and many years later, one of her great-grandchildren brought a violin to show her great-grandmother Eva, and Eva asked if she could borrow it, and she fooled around with it a little bit, made a few sounds, and then she sighed and she said, "Oh, if I hadn't been working so hard all of my life, I would have loved to have played music." Boy of Loch, maid of Loch, where do I begin? So long ago, still I remember when. Beloved Tata,
his golden hand live on in me. My widowed mama, how she braved it all, our humble home tossed on the waves of war. They burned our shtetl, forcing us to flee, but they could not tear apart our family. You can't imagine now how we survived on a song of potatoes, night after night. My wits made sharp on hunger's grindstone, my work made fast with fingers born to sow. Havala, Eva, the life that you have made resonates like music sweetly played. As fabric woven from its countless strands falls so beautifully when shaped by golden hands. In 22 to Montreal I came, and just 16 I quickly earned my way. My golden curls soon a factory girl's crown, as I worked to bring my mama safely down. And even when the factory men talked rough, I tried to hold myself a cut above. Speak to Eva, they would often tease, you must only talk through a silk handkerchief. A first-class seamstress, my fingers now did turn to my wedding dress, and then my baby girls. And a family business we built ourselves from scratch, I still worked hard, my stubborn Navy's match. Havala, Eva, the life that you have made resonates like music sweetly played. As fabric woven from its countless strands falls so beautifully when shaped by golden hands. Bustling country house, a haven for my daughter's little ones, giving them the childhood I missed when I was young. And everything I've put my finger on, from buttonholes to the finest chiffon, all the nuance that has ever caught my eye still could never capture the richness of. The life that you have made resonates like music sweetly played. As fabric woven from its countless strands falls so beautifully when shaped by golden hands.
Maria Dunn. Is such a beautiful song.
Thank you.
I have chills here.
Apparently she liked it.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I never hide my feelings.
No, Eva apparently actually did like it. And I put it on a demo CD and sent it off to the birthday party in Montreal. Mm. I think I would have been a little too nervous to actually play it for her because I imagine once you get to 100, you're not going to hold back if you feel like someone hasn't gotten it right. So, no pressure.
That's beautiful. So, if you're just joining us here at KVMR, we're speaking with Maria Dunn. Maria, you have several CDs, and I'm more familiar with the new one, The Peddler, but I'm very familiar with your last CD, We Were Good People. I'm very impressed with this CD. I have to tell you that it struck me because all the songs in it have some sort of historical base, I believe possibly based on all true things that have to do with the lives and the struggles of workers and such. So when I first got the CD, I had to pass it on to Utah.
I'm so glad that you did.
And I did, and I knew that he would appreciate it because that was the life and the work that he embraced. And it is just telling that you're here today, because today is Utah's birthday.
That's right.
He would have been 74 years old today. And so it's very fitting that he would hear you playing the music that would have been carrying on the tradition that Utah embraced so much in his life.
He's an incredible storyteller and a wonderful songwriter. You look at all of the people that have sung his songs. And I had the great good fortune of actually meeting him a couple of times at the Far West Conference. So in Sacramento, I think 3.5 years ago. And down in, I can't remember where the other one was. I met him a couple of times. And one of the years he was being honored as sort of the living tradition honor. And he's such an incredible, inspiring speaker. And I know that friends in that community that knew him well, Bruce and Cindy Hayden were sort of sending his writings around when he was quite ill. And just to reread them and to contemplate some of the very deep and important things that he says, you know, he has one line about talking about learning in his life to become unguarded in the world, and as a, you know, as a European American, as a white male American, that he had so many advantages just because of that he was learning in his life to become unguarded towards the world. And I just thought that was such a beautiful, to sort of drop down this whatever guard you would have, whatever advantages you would have. I think he's just an incredible thinker and storyteller.
And an incredible teacher.
Absolutely.
So in that spirit, I know that would you like to share one of those songs that have
I would
that
love
feeling?
To. Every time I did meet Utah, and I also met him or was a fan and sat at the side of the stage. I didn't actually meet him at the Vancouver Folk Festival in 2003, and I just sat and tried to soak up the essence of Utah at a couple of the workshops. But every time I saw him, he always had his IWW button. And I had the great pleasure of in discovering about the history, the people's history in Alberta. There definitely was a lot of wobbly activity in the early 1900s. And it was a very important history to discover in the mid, sort of late 90s. Alberta very much had, we were definitely swinging further to the right, and lots of cuts to social programs, and the idea that to be a true Albertan, you wouldn't object to this, that you were a rugged individualist, and that any kind of sort of socialism or community support was just not the Albertan way. And so what I discovered when I went back and was doing all the research for the songs on We Were Good People, I discovered that there was quite a history of socialism and radicalism in the early 1900s, and a history that I didn't want to forget. And I had the great pleasure of listening to some of my elders in the Edmonton community talk about what they thought was important and share resources that they had. And so I'd love to do, in honor of Utah, I'd love to do a train song that talks about some of what was going on in the mid-30s, in 1935, during the Great Depression in Alberta. And we very much had Dust Bowl happening in the southeast region of Alberta. And we had a lot of people struggling to just make ends meet, as you had in the States. And one of the sort of protests against lack of government, I guess, effectiveness at helping people was the On to Ottawa trek that left Vancouver, BC, in June of 1935. 1,000 young men took to the tops of the train in a very organized fashion, and they were organized by one of the people who organized them was Slim Evans, who was dyed-in-the-wool wobbly for many years. And Slim Evans was one of, you know, was one of the people that kept this this protest movement on track, pardon the pun. They went ahead and they organized places for these young men to sleep and people to feed them in the various communities along the way. And people were very concerned that young men at the time didn't even have the hope of staying in their own communities, living with their own families, being able to build their lives, that they had to head off and work in relief camps out in the woods. So the first verse of this song, How Do You Do, 1935, is about that On to Ottawa trek. They were going to go all the way to the capital and have a word with the Prime Minister at the time. Unfortunately, they only got as far as Regina before the police and the government stopped them. But they definitely made a point that a lot of people remember to this day and think about. So that was one of the trains. And there was also trains taking the farmers' wheat away, leaving them with hardly any money. There was also trains taking homesteaders from the north of Alberta down to work on more established farms because they didn't have a hope of making a living on their own bush land. Feel free to make any train noises at home. There's a train that's coming from the west, 1,000 men clinging to its back. And though it's June, the nights will leave them nearly frozen, coming through the mountain pass, rolling in the cavalry on track. On to Ottawa their cry, the Royal 20 their lament. We can't live in relief camps, we need work and wages. We'll tell that to the government, and can you spare some money? Agent.
Maria Dunn here at KVMR. Thank you for that. Thank you for that train song.
You're very welcome. Every folk singer needs a train song.
That's right. And of course, Utah Phillips, we did it in honor of his birthday.
Exactly.
That was today. And you know, he, of course, we all know how much he loved the trains and rode the rails and was a keeper of the history of people that
Absolutely.
Loved the rails. So, that was wonderful. You know, we talked about how you have some recorded work, and we're going to take a little break and play something from The Peddler, and then we'll come back and maybe have one more from you. So tell us, the song that we have queued up here is Sailor Song. Oh, Sailor, do I have that
That's right.
No, that's right. Sailor Song.
And, I spent a lot of time the last few days at the Oceanside in sort of the Pismo Beach, Shelter Cove area. Living in Alberta, we don't get enough ocean. I don't get enough waves and sea and sand. So I did a lot of walking along and wondering why I would have this affinity to the sea. It must be genetic or something, because there's none near where I live in Alberta. But Sailor Song is... I always loved listening to the traditional Celtic story songs where the young woman would dress up as a young man or as a boy so that she could pass herself as a worker on the sailing ships, and she could go around the world and have a life of adventure. And there's all kinds of permutations and combinations to this story. But I also read a book many years ago called The Blessings of a Good Thick Skirt. And it was a travel book of women who had traveled around the world, some as women, but many who had disguised themselves as men so that they could sail on ships. And so this, in a very small way, was based on a true story of a pirate named Mary Read, who was born in Ireland and to a single mum at the time. And she signed up on a sailing ship and ended up as a pirate in the Caribbean. And there was indeed a pirate named Calico Jack. And those are about the only true things in this story.
Okay, Maria Dunn.
I left my old home. I signed on a ship and I started to roam. I'd never father, I'd never be long. Just had my fiddle and my mother's sad songs. The first ship I came to, the captain said no. Too scrawny and pale, and a gale you would blow. The next ship I came to, the captain said, son, if you play for me, I'm glad to have you alone. My leg was wounded, blood nearly gone. If not for my fiddle, they'd have tossed me to drown. Now Calico Jack, though a pirate most feared, was haunted by demons, tormented by dreams. A use for this cripple, fiddle had he. Every night I must play for to calm his rough sleep. If the notes you play, boy, are like waves on the shore, your life and your freedom I'll grant you once more. I played on the ships and I played in the ports, and I played for the pennies, played for the sport, and I played for my life, played for my drink. Now I play just to help myself think. past where I shook with a theory, but find I was not what I first had feared. 7 months passed and my life's still my own boy, and music's too sweet for a lad so young. 7 long months I had played with my all boy, your face was yet smooth, your fingers so small. How long could I hide from his scrutiny keen, till each and mighty would soften, slip to his dreams? So one murky night, in his deepest blue sleep, it was into the shadows I surely did creep. As silently did I let down my long hair, I put on his cloak and I stood on his chair. I snuffed out his candle, and in his moonlight I did croon an old song of mother's plight. He awoke with a start and a cry of surprise, I sang, hush, oh my son, close your eyes. As your fiddler not played every night this long year, and now he has summoned my good spirit here. I played on the ships and I played in the ports, and I played for the pennies, played for the spoon. Boy, you've played every night this long year just for me. May your music flow heaven across the high sea. I sailed with the ships 10 year upon 10. They never did know I was not of the men. The Calico Jack in his nightly dreams conjures a woman he thinks he has seen.
That is Maria Dunn from The Peddler, backed up there by members of the McDades, who were at our Celtic Music Festival a couple of years ago. And they're wonderful, wonderful.
They are
musicians.
Fabulous musicians, and they did a great job of helping me arrange several of the songs on this CD that I knew just had to have this big Celtic arrangement.
And they're eclectic, and they use, you know, saxophone and...
That's right.
Things like that.
Yeah, Jeremiah McDade did a beautiful saxophone solo on the recorded version of Havala Eva.
Lovely. You're listening to KVMR FM Nevada City. In the studio with me this morning is Maria Dunn. And if people want more information, they can go to your website, mariadunn.com.
That's right. And they can hear lots of this music as well if they're interested. So, it's a great thing, the web, for us independent musicians, that people can find us.
So, Maria, I know you need to make your way out of here in just a few minutes. It's been a delight, more than a delight, to have you with us here this morning.
Well, thank you so much, Lori. It's a pleasure to be here. I did 13 years of campus community radio in Edmonton, and it's always such a treat to visit the atmosphere. It all comes flooding back, and it gave me such an incredible musical education being around community radio, and I can see that KVMR does a fabulous job of connecting the community and bringing all kinds of music to all kinds of listeners. It's a wonderful thing.
It's a pretty special place. Thank you for that. So, Maria, you play the guitar, but you also...
play the accordion.
And here's the accordion.
This is a song called The Peddler. And it was inspired by a wonderful peace sing-along at the end of the Nashville Folk Alliance in February of 2003. Came a peddler to my door, said he's got a sail on war. I said, what have you come here for? Do you think that I forgot? Last time you showed to me your wares, it left me cold, it left me scared. I'd rather pay for peaceful cares than all your gaudy war. The last war you sold to me was
was anything but victory. I watched it all on my TV. Deception's golden spool. And for a moment I believed that war is like a clever thief. Takes evil out and good it leaves. But no more will I be fooled.
Maria Dunn. That is stunning, Maria. Very powerful song.
Thank you.
As are so many of your songs. Your work is very inspiring and really beautiful. And we love it. I love it. You'll hear more of it. And we're going to play one more. To let you go on your way, we're going to play one more from your CD, The Peddler. Katie Comes Calling. And we're going to have you tell us briefly about that one, and then we need to let you go.
Absolutely, absolutely. Hope to see some of the listeners in Reading or in Placerville, and thanks so much for listening. Katie Comes a Callin' is a bit of, it's a song about friendship, really, and community. And in our modern world, we have all this technology that is wonderful in that it keeps us together when we're thousands of miles apart. But there's nothing quite like FaceTime. Sitting down and having a wee cup of tea with someone that you care about. That's what this song is about.
Keep the traditions going. Thanks a lot for being here, Maria Dunn.
Well, you've been floundering on the banks of misery, content to be surrounded by meager company. Your hopes have all been sinking while your bills are piling up, but when Katie comes a-calling, she'll fill your empty cup. Asunder. You might be just askew, but when Katie comes a-calling, you know it's good for you. Turn off the tunnel vision, put the kettle on for tea, and settle into talking, not often that you're free. Lace it with a dram. The phone can go and ring in, and don't you give a damn. You might be feeling sorry, you might be feeling blue, but when Katie comes a-calling, you know what you should do. You might be torn asunder, you might be just a skew, but when Katie comes a-calling, you know it's good for you. Been fed. When Katie comes a-calling, you know the good is dead. The cloud that you've been under and the bitterness you felt, when Katie comes a-calling, your heart will surely melt.